Thank you and good afternoon. Scott Joseph Fitzgerald, the 44-year-old man who was reported missing earlier this week by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, was found dead by passerbys in a creek west of Whitethorn Road Thursday afternoon. A pair of fish biologists near the creek reported to the sheriff's office that they found Fitzgerald's body, and deputies responded to the scene. The body appeared to have been in that location for some time, and they can only confirm the remains as Fitzgerald through tattoos. Fitzgerald was staying with friends in Eureka when in late July he decided to drive to Garberville to stay at a campground he frequently visited, and hadn't been heard from since. During the last 11 days, Fitzgerald's vehicle was located by search parties at the campground, followed by his pet dog, but he was nowhere to be found. An autopsy is pending to determine the exact cause of Fitzgerald's death. Cal Fire earlier this afternoon responded to Lower Bull Creek Road after a vegetation fire was started in Redwood State Park. Along with fire crews and aircraft and engine companies are on scene, but the fire has now grown over 2 acres. Meanwhile, the Humboldt complex of 7 wildfires continue to burn in the areas of Alder Point and Blocksburg. Cal Fire has the series of fires at 70% containment, and full containment can come as early as next week. The fires have burned nearly 5,000 acres and have destroyed 7 structures. Over 1,700 personnel have remained on scene continuing suppression efforts, but 14 personnel have suffered injuries in the process. 2 wildfire complexes have now burned over 62,000 acres of land in the Shasta Trinity National Forest since both complexes started on July 30th. The Fork Complex, which consists of 40 fires, have scorched a little over 30,000 acres of land along the communities of Hayfork, Hiapom, and Harrison Gulch. Nearly 2,500 personnel have continued suppression efforts, and the fire stands at 32% containment. An evacuation center has been established at the Solid Rock Christian Church at the intersection of State Route 3 and Tool Creek Road, and further evacuations in wildfire areas are currently being evaluated. Further to the north, the river complex of fires have burned nearly 32,000 acres of land near Daly, Hoboken, and Denny. The fire stands at 18% containment, and over 700 personnel have been assigned to the fire. Mandatory evacuations are in place in the surrounding areas, and the target date for full containment is October 1st. The full slate of candidates for the Humboldt Bay Harbor District Board have been set. Dan Squire has more.
The date for candidates to declare their candidacy for the November 3rd election was on Wednesday, and the Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District will see a few races. Larry Doss and James Roberts will face off for the District 1 seat, while incumbent Greg Dale will see a challenge from Nick Angeloff for the 2nd District Board seat. In the 5th District for the Harbor Board, Kyle Visser and Susan Rotwein will run against incumbent Pat Higgins.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In July, the Joint Powers Authority Board approved the Humboldt Bay Fire Department's proposal to purchase a squad vehicle to help alleviate the department's resources from being constantly stretched to its limits in service calls. The squad car could arrive as soon as next month, and Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Wood said on this morning's talk shop that while the vehicle typically won't respond to fires, it can be used to help respond to calls, which makes up the majority of the department's calls.
I mean, it looks like a large ambulance, essentially, with a two-man cab. But again, it's to respond to medical calls. The bulk of the time, it can respond to service calls, to lift assist, to really a wide lockouts, public assist, a wide range of the type of calls we go to that we don't necessarily need a fire engine with the water in the tank and the pump on it.
Purchasing smaller vehicle units is a trend Woods thinks could possibly continue. Multiple fire departments across California have put this method to use, but with a rural county, it's more of a necessity.
This is a trend that we're seeing more and more in the fire service around the United States, particularly in California. Napa has gone to this route. Chico is moving into this. So there's a number of jurisdictions that are doing it. Again, our problem was we just don't have the help around us as some of these other places where they can call another fire department, have them come into town quickly and help them out. We don't have a lot of assistance.
The squad car is a solution to Humboldt Bay Fire losing one of its engine companies after Eureka made cuts to its city budget. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.